All right, I'd like to call to order the Mobile Source Committee meeting for September 24th. Roll call, please.
Thank you. On the roll for the Board of Directors, Mobile Source Committee meeting of September 24th, 2015. Director Avalos?
Present.
Director Bates?
Here.
Director Canepa? Director Hudson?
Here.
Director Kim?
Here.
Director Miley?
Here.
Director Mitchoff? Director Pepper? Chair Hagerty?
Here.
We have established a quorum.
Thank you. Appreciate that. In the future, can we have the, if we're going to meet in this room, can we have the Pledge of Allegiance on the agenda? Just if we're going to meet in here, if we're downstairs, I get it, but since we're up here, we should do that. But, public comment, time in which you can speak to anything that's not on today's agenda. All right. Approval of minutes for July 2nd. Hudson? Avalos? Any objection to the motion? Motion passed without objection. Item 4.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the Mobile Source Committee, I'd like to introduce Karen Skolnick, who, as you all know, is going to be, before you begin, if you don't mind, Mr. Chairman, is going to be, I think, a part of the conversations, but she is going to be serving as Acting Director of Strategic Incentives Division. It's a recent change for you that I want to mention to you because you see her name on each of these items here today. But I don't believe Karen's going to give this presentation, right?
Karen will do the introductions this morning. Karen?
Okay, good morning.
I can't see her, Jack. She's sitting.
I'm right here.
I'm looking around. I know her, and I'm looking around the room. I'm going, you guys.
Good morning.
Time, she's not here. Yes, okay, there
good
you are.
Good morning, Chair Hagerty and members of the board. Today, for item number 4, I'm pleased to introduce Adam Shapiro and Chen Feng Wang, who will be taking us through projects, Carl Moyer projects and Transportation Fund for Clean Air projects requesting over $100,000.
Was there anybody you wanted to introduce? There you go. And you can introduce somebody. Go ahead.
Good morning. I'm Kevin Haggerty, member of the Mobile Source Committee. I'm here today to present agenda item number 4, which is the consideration of approval of projects with close grant awards of over $100,000. I'll start by giving some background information on the program, then go into the details of the proposed project, and provide the committee by equipment category and county. The total funds allocated for the additional charts represent the total project funding allocated since 2009 for projects over and under $100,000. Similar to the previous charts, the charts shown have broken down by equipment category and county, and show all Carlmore projects since year 11 in 2009. The total amount of funds allocated to eligible projects totals more than $90 million awarded to 680 projects. Now, I will provide information on ongoing program outreach efforts being done to promote the Carlmore program. Staff actively maintains a mailing list of over 5,700 stakeholders in order to provide program and funding updates. We frequently interact with these stakeholders with email announcements, program updates, postcards, and letters of available funding. These stakeholders include airports, farm bureaus, trucking groups, contractors associations, chamber of commerce, public agencies, interest associations, and both public and private fleets. We also frequently use press releases to highlight key projects and the availability of program funding. Staff have been conducting additional program outreach by making calls to potential applicants and industry groups, presenting information at Air District events throughout the Bay Area, and conducting presentations at ARB-sponsored regulatory training sessions. We provide fact sheets and flyers and information on the Air District website in order to provide the public, industry groups, and vendors with more updated program information and instructions on how to apply for funding. The Air District also provides quarterly newsletter updates with current program information. Vendor-coordinated outreach efforts with district-certified dealerships have also been essential in providing outreach materials and program information to potential applicants throughout the Bay Area. Moyer staff works directly with its 30 contracted vendors to participate in the off-road equipment replacement program. The map here shows the locations of off-road vendors throughout the Bay Area. The district-approved vendors are responsible for providing equipment for agriculture, construction, and industrial projects. All program vendors are trained in the program requirements and are contracted to assist with outreach, application assistance, and program implementation for customers interested in participating in the program. Any Bay Area vendor can participate once they have been trained and contracted by the Air District. A list of vendors is made publicly available on the Air District's website. We also have 26 district-approved on-road truck and retrofit vendors contracted to participate in the Air District's voucher incentive program. The map here shows the location of the Bay Area certified dealers. As you can see, a majority of the VIP dealers are located along the major trade corridors here in the Bay Area. All vendors are trained in the program requirements by staff in order to provide additional program outreach and to assist potential applicants with the application process in order to replace or retrofit their on-road equipment. Any Bay Area vendor can participate once they've been trained and contracted. A list of certified VIP dealers is available on the Air District's website. Staff are always looking for new ways to improve processes and reach applicants. An example of this are the two surveys we conducted for on-road truck applicants and off-road vendors in order to gather feedback on the Air District's grant processes and outreach methods. The on-road truck application survey was conducted from March to April and received 219 total responses from previous on-road applicants and grantees. Overall, most respondents were happy with the Air District's program and the opportunity to receive grant funding to update their old diesel equipment. Many requested to see a shorter grant application process with larger grant funding amounts available and an increase in district outreach materials on program funding through more emails, website updates, flyers, postcards, and mailouts notifying them of available funding. The off-road vendor survey was conducted from July to August and collected responses from 38 vendor respondents. Vendors were also overall satisfied with the program, but requested the Air District provide more outreach materials for them to distribute to customers on the availability of Carlmore funding. They emphasized the importance of face-to-face interactions in the off-road community in order to better promote grant funding opportunities. Now, I'll turn it over to Cheng Fang, who will present to you information on the TFCA projects and outreach efforts to date. Thank you.
Thank you, Adam. As Karen and Adam introduced, I'm here today to present the Transportation Fund for Clean Air portion of this presentation. For background, in May of this year, the board allocated approximately $24.5 million in TFC funding for eligible projects in fiscal year ending 2016, authorized the executive officer to execute grant agreements and amendments for projects with individual grant award amount up to $100,000, and authorized cost-effectiveness limits and evaluation criteria for air district-sponsored program. For the TFC Regional Fund, the board adopted policies and evaluation criteria in July of this year. Today, in addition to the seven Comoyer projects Adam mentioned described, one TFC project with an individual grant award amount over $100,000 is brought before you for consideration. This project will deploy 39 electric vehicle charging stations at 37 multifamily dwelling properties in San Francisco. These charging stations will be integrated with rooftop solar power and battery storage. In terms of tailpipe emissions, these charging stations will reduce approximately 0.07 tons criteria pollutants per year. More information about this project can be found in attachment 1, table 2 of this staff report. This slide shows the distribution of TFC funds for eligible projects evaluated over the past 14 months period. The total amount of funds shown here is about $8 million. All projects under and over $100,000 are included in these charts. The figure on the upper left of the slide shows the distribution by project category, and the figure on the lower right shows the distribution by county. More detailed information regarding these projects can be found in attachment 4 to the staff report. The Air District staff conducts extensive outreach to educate the public and to promote the TFC incentive funding programs. We regularly send email announcements and program updates to our email list, which has more than 1,000 subscribers. We post and update information, both educational and program-specific information, on our website to make it readily available and accessible. We conduct webinars to explain program policies, requirements, and application guidance, and to answer questions about our incentive funding programs. We also regularly meet and conduct conference calls with industry groups, public agencies, and other stakeholders. Moreover, we regularly make presentations at conferences and public meetings. We distribute fact sheets and flyers at public events and provide updates to Air District newsletter.
Move his slide.
Sorry.
No, back there. That's fine. Stay there.
In closing, staff request the committee recommend the board of directors to approve Comoyer program and transportation fund for clean air projects with proposed grant award over $100,000, as shown in attachment 1 to the staff report, and authorize the executive officer to enter into agreements for the recommended projects. This concludes the presentation, and we'll be happy to answer any questions the committee may have.
So I just wanted to explain a little bit about the why we put so much information. I think one of the questions from the committee has been historically, what are you doing around outreach, right? You see that we have quite an extensive outreach program, and we have done some work in the field to figure out what is working. The feedback generally on the on-road and on the off-road side has been more materials, more emails, up the flow of that type of information. And on the off-road side, the face-to-face interaction, we are working now to figure out how we're going to get more of that. So I just wanted to make sure that that this was responsive to your request, and we're happy to take questions on that also.
I found it responsive, but evidently Hudson did not. Hudson?
I knew I was going to pay for yesterday. The one that caught my two, actually, one in the Southwest, I'm glad to see him doing something there, but it's only $150,000. What did we give United $2.5 million for? And I'm still kind of, that's San Mateo County? It's at the airport, right?
Yeah, that's correct. It was a larger number of equipment. So basically they did, I think, close to 40 pieces of ground support equipment.
All ground support, not the bus?
Exactly right. It's ground support and airport operation equipment. So it's the stuff that's on the tarmac. Same for Southwest, but they wanted to, I think, to see how it would work out before they expanded. And we continue to work with the airports.
I just would like to see it actually at some of the smaller airports, Hayward, Livermore, Concord, if they have it too. That's all.
Okay, anybody else? Thank you. I have a motion by Hudson.
Second
by Kim. Any objection to the motion? Motion passed without objection. Item 5.
Okay, next agenda item number 5 is to request consideration of adoption of a resolution in support of the Air District's participation in year 5 of the state's goods movement program. And to lead us through this presentation, I'd like to introduce Tina McCree.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning, members of the board, or members of the Mobile Source Committee. Today I'll present to you agenda item number 5 to recommend participation in the 2015 and 16 or year 5 funding cycle of the goods movement program. I'll start with some background about the program and conclude with staff's recommendations. The Goods Movement Program, also called I-Bond or Proposition 1B program, was approved by California voters in 2006 and authorized the legislature to appropriate $1 billion in bond funding to the California Air Resources Board to quickly reduce emissions and health risks resulting from freight movement along California's major trade corridors. The legislation allocates 14% or $140 million to the Bay Area Trade Corridor to reduce emissions associated with our ports, rail yards, and major highways. The Air District has administered the Goods Movement Program since 2008, expending more than $80 million to retrofit or replace more than 2,300 trucks and to electrify 12 berths at the Port of Oakland, thus reducing more than 238 tons of particulate matter and more than 9,000 tons of nitrous oxide pollutants. To date, about 22% of Proposition 1B funds have been expended for shore power projects, with the other 78% for diesel truck projects. This slide shows the equipment and funding priorities for the Year 5 Goods Movement Program. Year 5 will bring some very interesting changes. The primary focus of the program has switched from clean diesel projects to zero and near zero emissions equipment replacement and infrastructure projects to reduce the use of diesel fuel by freight handling fleets. Year 5 also includes some new equipment categories like transportation refrigeration units and lift equipment like forklifts and large capacity stackers. The cleanest locomotive engines, Tier 4, will receive enhanced funding opportunities. And this year, grants are available for equipment powered by fuel cells and for cryogenic and hydrogen fueling infrastructure, as well as plug-in electric charging installations. The Air Resources Board has continued its emphasis on assisting small trucking companies to achieve early compliance with the truck regulations by continuing to fund small fleet diesel truck replacement projects in the Year 5 program. The board also extended engine model year eligibility to 2009, which means that port trucks will once again be able to participate in the goods movement program. On August 4th, 2015, our Air District submitted to the ARB an application for Year 5 funds. The next two slides show how this application, which requested $47 million, breaks out initial allocations to certain equipment categories and shows the estimated number of projects and emissions reductions that could result from these allocations. This includes $24 million for truck projects, $15 million for locomotive projects, $3 million for transportation refrigeration units, and $5 million for shore power and cargo handling projects. These projects combined have the potential to reduce more than 70 tons of particulate matter and more than 5,000 tons of NOx pollutants. ARB also made an important administrative change for the Year 5 cycle, which enables air districts with a simple request to ARB to shift dollar allocations across equipment categories to accommodate relative demand for different project application types. Using remainder funds from older program cycles, we opened the solicitation for applications for truck projects on September 14, 2015. And this slide shows the anticipated schedule for other Year 5 activities. Today, the Air Resources Board is meeting to consider funding allocations to air districts who applied this year. And should we receive an award for Year 5, we anticipate opening applications for non-truck equipment as soon as possible after executing an agreement with the ARB later this year. So to conclude, staff requests that the committee recommend the Board of Directors adopt a resolution in support of the Air District's application for Year 5 Goods Movement Program funding and authorize the Executive Officer or APCO to enter into agreements with the Air Resources Board related to the acceptance of I-bond funds, and to authorize the Executive Officer or APCO to appropriate I-bond funding and to enter into agreements with eligible applicants for projects that have been ranked and approved by the ARB. Thank you, and we can answer any questions you may have.
How could you tell? You're a mind reader. Yes, so I'm wondering about the trucks itself. Are those short-term trucks with for each, what are those called, where they just make short runs?
They're drayage trucks.
Is that that type of truck we're talking about? Mm-hmm.
For
Year 4 and for Year 5, the minimum historic mileage that's required for the trucks to participate is 20,000 miles per year on average. So for some of the trucks that have a shorter haul where they're not running that many miles per year, they can't apply for goods movement, but I think we're going to be hearing about some other programs that might be of assistance to them.
Okay. Is there any possibility that we can put, I know this is kind of reaching, right, but there's a big issue on the Oakland port that's occurring next, actually not in the port itself, but a private lands next door, about bringing coal into the Bay Area and shipping it to China. Is there any way you can make a condition that these funds could not be used for that purpose?
Unlike Cal Moyer and other programs, we don't have authority to put additional conditions on the California Goods Movement Bond. So the answer is, if it's not in the state guidelines, we can't do it.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Anybody else? Good.
Move staff recommendations.
Okay, I have a motion. Motion by Hudson, second by Mitchoff. Is there any objection to the motion? Motion passed without objection. Thank you. Item 6.
Great. And the last item we have involves a presentation about an application, two applications. The Air District will be submitting to the Air Resources Board and a request to provide Transportation Fund for Clean Air funds as local match to the ARB's funding. And to lead us through this presentation is Joseph Steinberger.
Good morning, Chairperson Hagerty and members of the Mobile Source Committee. I'll be presenting agenda item 6. Allocations to support greenhouse gas emission reduction fund projects. First, I'll be providing a little background on the funding mechanism for these projects, provide you with project descriptions, then the staff's recommendations for air district commitments, and then finally the staff's recommendations. The Air Resources Board manages a low carbon transportation greenhouse gas emission reduction funds, which were established in 2012. These funds are generated through the cap and trade program. And these are for the long-term transformative efforts to improve public health and develop a clean energy economy. Legislation SB 535 directs these funds to disadvantaged communities, which are identified through the CalEnviro screen process. At least 25% of the funds must go to benefit these areas, and at least 10% of the funds must go directly to projects located in those areas, in the disadvantaged communities. Annually, the Air Resources Board puts together an investment plan for the Air Quality Improvement Program and the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Funds. In the 2014-2015 cycle, they allocated $23.6 million for zero-emission drayage trucks and another $23.6 million for multi-source facility demonstrations. The deadline for those proposals is today. First, I'd like to discuss the zero-emission drayage truck demonstration project that is going to be submitted. The Air District leveraged its local partnerships with truck operators, technology providers, and the Port of Oakland in this proposal. The Air District is also partnering with the South Coast, San Joaquin Valley, Sacramento, and San Diego Air Districts as part of a larger technology demonstration that includes trucks at the Port of LA and Long Beach. The South Coast would be the lead on this joint application. In the Bay Area, that portion of the project will demonstrate zero and near zero emission trucks serving the Port of Oakland. A majority of those trucks will be all battery electric trucks operating on the short routes. And there will be a smaller number of hybrid electric trucks operating on longer routes to Sacramento and or San Joaquin Valley. This joint proposal is going to request $23.6 million, the full amount that ARB has set aside. The next project that will be submitted is for the multi-source facility demonstration project. This is going to demonstrate zero and near zero emission technologies at a single freight facility, which would be the Port of Oakland. The project will demonstrate battery electric trucks operating on shorter routes again, and also hydrogen fuel cell rubber-tired gantry cranes, cryogenic transportation refrigeration units, and battery electric yard trucks. Once again, we partnered with terminal operators, technology providers, the Port of Oakland, and the Port of Oakland on this project. Next, I'll discuss the Air District's commitments, or proposed commitments. Applications are going to be submitted today, and it requires a 25% match for this proposal, for these proposals, of which 10% must be cash match. The staff is proposing $4.65 million in TFC allocations. $3.15 million of that is from a 2014 truck allocation program of $5 million. $1.5 million is from fiscal year ending 2016 TFCA EV program. These cover the cash match for both applications, but may be used to expand one project if only one proposal is successful. If successful, TFCA funds could leverage more than $40 million. No funds will be used if both projects are unsuccessful. Finally, staff's recommendations. We request the committee recommend the Board of Directors adopt a resolution in support of the Air District's application for California Air Resources Board Low Carbon Transportation Greenhouse Gas Emission Reduction Funds, allocate up to $4.65 million in TFCA funding as match for Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund projects using a project cost effectiveness of $500,000 per ton of emissions reduced. Authorize the executive officer to enter into agreements with the Air Resources Board and partners related to the acceptance of the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Funds. And authorize the executive officer to appropriate Greenhouse Gas Reduction Funds and to enter into agreements with project participants. And that concludes my presentation. I'd be glad to answer any questions
you
may have.
Are there any questions? Director Kim?
So, saw that the zero emissions dredge truck demonstration is the full $23 million. How much is the multi-source facility demonstration project?
It's about $18.9 million.
$18.9 just for the Oakland facility.
Right.
Okay, great, thanks.
Okay, no other questions. Does everybody want to give the executive director that much power?
Yeah.
You do? Is that a motion?
I'll move staff recommendation. Okay.
Second. Thank you. I have a motion by Hudson, seconded by Bates. Is there any objection to that motion? Motion passes without objection. Any committee member comments?
Well, I just want to make a brief
comment,
if I may. I just want to
call an Avalos, but go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
He was already talking.
Go ahead.
Well, I want to be very brief. I just want to say how much I appreciate the work the staff has put into this whole issue around the Port of Oakland and the substantial reduction in pollution. And we should just, we need to publicize that because I don't think people really fully appreciate. This is the district at its very best. And we're able to get, obviously we need money, and we've been able to get money, but we've also allocated our own money to make a successful program. And, we still have a long ways to go, but still it's a great success story.
I would echo the comments that I think there's a lot of great work being done here, but Director Bates is still under the impression that newspapers want to print something good. Director Avalos.
Loggers. Thank you. I was in communication with our district staff earlier this week about looking at a program that San Francisco and the City of Berkeley are looking at implementing, which is labeling gas pumps that fossil fuel burning leads to climate change as scientifically proven. And it'd be great to see that possibly expand to other cities in the region. And we're having a little bit of difficulty in San Francisco, and I'm not sure about Berkeley, about, what jurisdiction this should fall under in terms of Department of the Environment or Public Health. And we're looking to see if there's any possible startup support that the Air District might be able to provide in helping us get going and help us to untangle the bureaucratic knot that we're in. So wanted to see if we can. I mentioned it to Mr. Breen the other day, and those conversations are happening, and just want to put it out there. That'd be great to have that ongoing. Thank you.
Okay, and Damien, it was a great report, and on item four, and you were able to squelch any questions that I had. Although I am short on time today, so I wasn't going to ask any. So, damned if you do, damned if you don't, right? But it's becoming obvious that I need to go talk to the Farm Bureau and I need to go talk to the Wine Growers Association out in Alameda County. So I would like your staff to kind of work with my staff to present some sort of presentation. As I look through where we've spent money, I'd like to show them where they're missing the boat. So if we could do something, then I'll set something up and I'll go out and talk to them. And then after that, it's the old story. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink.
We will make sure that gets on your calendar.
Thank you. Anybody else? Good news. We're adjourned.